You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The call to stop imprisoning people seeking asylum in criminal detention facilities, that work has been going on for many, many years. So Amnesty's work in this area has really built on the mahi of people, and it's a number of community organisations, lawyers, individuals who have been making this call for a long, long time. So where we are today is a monumental effort of so many in the community.
What does this move actually mean for kind of the international community? Is New Zealand relatively new in this decision, or will other countries start following suit? Are we actually behind the pack?
Well, look, I reckon this could be a really great opportunity for New Zealand to show how we can, in this area, really lead with a human rights-centred approach. The report, the independent report that was released yesterday, was really highly critical of the current system, actually stating that what's occurring paints a really grim picture of how New Zealand is treating people who claim asylum. And the report made a range of recommendations across the board. So it shows that there's a lot of work to do here, but we really hope this is an opportunity where New Zealand can actually look at the practice and say, yep, not only do we need to change, but we can be really leaders here in human rights and an approach which completely centres and focuses on human rights.
Work flowing from the independent review will involve fundamental changes to laws, policies and practices that have led to the imprisonment of people seeking asylum. So what do you or Amnesty imagine that the new process will look like for people seeking asylum after these changes are actually applied?
There are a range of recommendations in the report, and a really key one in the report was that prisons essentially should not be used for people seeking asylum. And for us, it's really important that that changes in legislation. And we know in order to do that change, that work is required to think about what are the alternatives, and there are alternatives out there. So some of the things we'd like to see is clear timelines about when that change is going to happen. And it's really important that in doing this change, a government works with members of civil society, people with lived experience, experts in this area, to ensure that whatever we come up with aligns with international human rights standards and takes a really compassionate approach, which should be what's driving work in this area.
How long will it take for these changes to come into full effect? Is there clarity on that right now or not, as you've mentioned?
No, we haven't heard of specific timelines, but I think what's really important to mention is that the harm that is coming from the current policies is significant. So this isn't something that should take a long time. It's something that urgently needs to be put in place right away. So we're really encouraging government to follow through with this work immediately, but to be really clear and transparent with timelines for accountability and to ensure that we can get this change implemented as soon as possible so we can stop any future harms occurring.
What kind of harms are occurring as a result of this legislation right now?
Yeah, well, look, last year, Amnesty International released research into the serious human rights violations and harms that people had experienced being detained in prison as people seeking asylum. The research found incidents of physical abuse, being double bunked with remand prisoners, inappropriate food, lack of language services. You can imagine having had to flee your country to escape horrific persecution and violence. You maybe don't know the language, you've experienced deep trauma, you're afraid and are simply just trying to find a safe place. And then you come here looking for that safe place, looking for that support, that help, a better life, and you're just thrown in jail. And you perhaps don't understand why or for how long, and find it even hard to ask for help because of language difficulties. You can imagine what a horrific situation and experience that is when you're perhaps already dealing with very deep, deep trauma.
What government entities are actually culpable for these horrible consequences that you just detailed?
But ultimately, this issue sits with Immigration New Zealand. But one of the issues that our research threw up, and also the independent report carried out by Victoria KCQC threw up, is that there was a real lack of accountability, particularly as people went from immigration and were under corrections while they were held in criminal justice facilities. And it's really clear that this is a responsibility of Immigration New Zealand. And, you know, we really welcome that Immigration New Zealand and the government has said we're going to accept reflect all the recommendations in the report. So that's positive. Amnesty, along with many others in civil society, will be pushing to ensure that that's followed through with.
The human rights-centred approach that you have mentioned, what kind of positive outcomes will this have for refugee and migrant communities in Aotearoa?
Yeah, ultimately, it's about human dignity. As humans, we all have that right to inherent dignity, and it's an approach that will respect that, and we're all better for that.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.